anything on page one? See, we have a new member. Do you want to just introduce yourself?
Nokuzola Dongeni, alternate member.
Thank you. You are most welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Page 3. Nothing. Page 4. Page 7. Page 9. mustn't be fined for convenience. Okay. So can we say that? Yes, Jefferson, the issue is like it mustn't seem like a demand. It must be advice. Okay. So I think these are our content advisors, so we should listen to them. So we say we advise.
concerned that the human resource plan focus that significant number of posts will be reduced, and we have said posts should not be reduced, taking into consideration the triple challenges that we have as a country of poverty, unemployment, and inequalities. We want the posts that are available, that have all the time been budgeted for, to actually be occupied and to avoid turning them into internships, because that's what they said they wanted to do.
So, do we agree that will effect that correction? So, having agreed a proposal for the Thank you. Honorable members, we are dealing with the report on justice and constitutional development. We are on page 14, and we have taken the report as read. Page 15.
Funding for National Research Team Authority. What is reflected here, if this is what was presented in the committee, we had requested that they go refine it. Have they submitted the refined document? I think because this is serious, because we're recommending additional funding that needs to be given to NPA, they need to submit that and you just take and paste.
So my question was that how do you think they haven't?
need to give the exact figures, and we just agreeing to, and also to operationalize in Mpumalanga and the Limpopo High Court properly. So if we agree to the principle, then we can, if we can't get the figures, then we can at least redraft it around that.
I agree, Chairperson. You see, on the column of items, we can include the items that we need to look at increase of funding in these items, and then allow them to submit, and then we can then approve.
So we agree in principle, and then
we agree in principle that there's got to be increase. What we have indicated in the committee was we worried about the EMEs, because then if you look at by 1920, this was going to over a billion. And we said they have to try and bring it down a bit so that it becomes realistic, so that we don't approve funds that are unrealistic in terms of the financial situation of the country.
Page 381. Page 32. Thank you.
soon as possible. As soon as it, paragraph 2, page 65. The committee welcomes the request from the IGS board, the Joint Sitting of Portfolio Committee on Justice and Collection of Services in Somerville, be convened for collective briefing.
I think they indicated the time frame. Can we just put the time frame maybe before the
Thank you.
34.2.
Thank you.
34.2.
Yes.
Page 73. In terms of NPN, let's try not to outline what the additional funding is all about. Just make reference to the principles.
We could do that, but then that means that we agree with everything they're putting onto the table, whereas here we're actually selecting what we think are priorities. So, that, I mean, that was us thinking around it, and obviously
I'm hesitant to actually try to outline it here when it's not the final process yet. Is there a way of actually making reference to what we submitted, something like that? I don't know how we did it. Rather than, you know, try to outline what we don't see, that this is what we are actually recommending.
We agree it's a question of formulation that should suggest that you formulate it properly. Page 70.
The thing is that is the committee agreeing that we recommending that the MPA gets what, you know, anything that they've, all the funds that they've requested, whatever they may be, or are we selecting what we think is important or what isn't important, or less important, so they're not
Can we?
You could say the committee supports additional funding to NPA in accordance with what has been outlined in the report. Something like that. You can see how to brush it up, but you make reference to what is in the report. Find that this differs from what you are going to.
But I thought Honorable Majake was getting us to make the whole thing consistent with what we have done before. Honorable President.
Thank you. I certainly would not agree to giving them carte blanche for the funding. We need to specify what it's for, because otherwise they will just do what they want with it, and we want to give it for a specific purpose. And I'd like those specific purposes mentioned.
So the report that is coming is what will actually be outlined. So this will then be in accordance with that. Yes.
When the recommendation the end don't capture everything succinctly of what emerges from the report, and I think we need to do that, and Honorable Mutapo indicated that she was to deal with that aspect. Honorable Mutapo, can I give you the floor?
Thank you, Chairperson. The first one, Chairperson, is that of information regulator. Very serious issue, theory, especially in respect of organizational structure. So, in terms of point 9 to 3 observations, but on recommendations, we are silent. And again, issues pertaining to transformative agenda. We have been, for the past 3 years, 6 months, we've been talking about that. But, you know, even here, although it's not touched in detail, but I propose that we put meat on that, especially in relation to the inclusion of African languages, others call them indigenous languages, in the curriculum, please. Let's do that. And then also issue of time frames on all the issues I'll be raising. Brief of black legal practitioners and women in general and women in particular also. Time frames attached to it. And the land issue, in respect of Program 5 of Auxiliary Services, the land issue in respect of the chairperson is to say people have made claims as far back as 1990, nothing's been done. So the issue of additional funding for I don't know whether it's appearing somewhere, legal aid, so that it also assists in this very critical issue. And also we attach that issue of also the Department of Rural Development giving money to some attorneys based in Joburg. And then that in itself is aligned to the brief to attorneys, although this one is a separate matter whereby it relates to that money which was given to a white family in Joburg, whereby indirectly it sort of deprives that to attorneys in rural or far remote provinces like Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo and so forth. Maybe you know how to frame it. And again, the legislation which have impact on traditional communities. You send the program to say, I don't know, Secretary, you send something like 21st, 23rd November, public hearings will be held. And this committee will agree that we should go to provinces to meet with the masses. So that also should have time frame and be specifically outlined. The other one, the issue of paralegals also, that policy, please, and funding of advice centers, community centers. Let's attach time frame to that. Because we've been talking, our time is coming to an end. We must show people that at least we have done ABCDE. Please. Thank you, Chair.
In other words, those are matters that are correctly raised, that are flowing from the report, which would form a program of action with the time frames, so that everybody knows where we are going. Honourable Mulan, where can you submit your document so that it forms part of the report? Yeah, for incorporation.
Yeah.
Honourable Mulan.
Yes, that's on the question of language in court. I think, though I'm not quite happy here on page 58, that no much emphasis was raised on what we are raised, I can live with it. If the, for instance, the question of official language in court, if the committee can remember,
we will attach the recommendation.
I will attach the report by Honorable Mutapo to the report so that we don't misrepresent. You can proceed.
Yes, that if Honorable Chair could remember, I took the matter from a statement being made by a policeman in the example I made. A statement by a policeman written in English, which he doesn't understand, determining the whole case. The statement be, so in other words, use of the African languages in court, not the way it is put that the person is free to use their language. It should be made comparable to that in the African language, in the African courts, where particularly where there is the majority of the people in the court are Africans in that way and use understand the African language, that it be used. That I would request that that comes out in addition to or as an appendix to what Ms. Honorable Mutapo is coming up with the question of the LLB at school. I think these have always been going together as one big one thing.
You are right, Honorable. I think what we're saying is that it doesn't make sense that when all role players speak the same indigenous language, and then you conduct the court in English, the only thing is that the judiciary is saying the language of record for now is English. But that does not mean that in an area where people speak a particular language, you impose English on those people. That's why I think the committee, if I understood it well, was saying that we also cannot go to universities, close down departments of indigenous African languages and say people must use their languages, whereas you deny the languages development. So I think what you are saying complements what Honorable Mutapo is saying, so the two should be taken forward jointly.
Time frames and say, Sasa says, they should make sure that this as a general rule in the whole South Africa and when.
Because it really also means that we must pass the necessary legislation, because right now the Department of Justice commissioned universities to deal with the question of languages. But that has been happening for the past 10 years. It's not happening. So you are right that we need to have time frames. Firstly, have that report, and then put time frames as to when this should happen. Honorable Majak.
Is the issue of the language not part of the provisions of the legal practice? Because if that is the case, then it actually then becomes the responsibility of the forum in the meantime to be looking at it.
Isn't the problem that if we leave it to the forum...
Let me just stop to say what I wanted to say. Because we are going to be meeting with the forum, we need to give them deadlines as to by when we want this to be done.
No, I think you are right. Because when we meet with the forum, that's where we can then deal with the deadline, because those are the practitioners, and then that matter must be implemented. Honorable Maida and Honorable Muta.
You are still on that, Chair. But it doesn't say to us as a committee that we can't set time frames. We can set time frames, and then we'll, through meeting the forum, we'll be implementing those particular time frames that we've set.
You are right. So we don't make ourselves dependent on the forum, because we are the ones who see this urgent need. Then we must come up with a time frame. Honorable Mutapo.
Fortunately, we will not be operating from a vacuum. We already have Use of Official Languages Act, which we can move from that. When we meet the forum, then we tell them about the Use of Official Languages Act, which is not being implemented. Thank you, Chair.
Proposed to move private members' bill to make sure that this happens.
We also agree that some of these matters require inter-committee meetings, because
so that when we agree on these time frames, we make sure that we move together. Honorable Majaki.
Chairperson, why are we overburdening ourselves with this business? Because we're saying when the forum comes here, we just need to determine the time frames to say to them by such and such a time, we want to see this as being affected. Themselves then have to actually then enter into interdepartmental activity that actually helps to make it happen. Rather than want to do it.
No, we're not doing it here. We're just saying that there is that need, and then when we go to meet the forum, we must go there with a clear position on the...
That's right. Without actually seeing ourselves in Parliament, then we'll have to meet other politicians.
Yes.
We have already made the decision, let them go and implement it.
Honorable Maila, and then Honorable...
I move for the adoption of the report with the additions that have been made.
I'll take the report to my caucus.
Can we get hands of those that are in favour of the adoption of the justice? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with me. So the justice and consequent development report has been duly adopted by this committee with the reservation by the DA. Correctional Services report, which has been discussed. Can we get a mover for its adoption?
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for adoption of the plan.
Honorable Majaki moves for the adoption. Any seconder?
I second.
Honorable Mulwaneng moves seconds.
I'll take it to my caucus.
Reservation by the DA, Honorable Breitenbach. Can we take hands of those who are in support? Six members support the adoption. Thank you. The report on the Office of the Chief Justice, Honorable Mutapo. Honorable Mutapu moves from the adoption. Any seconder to the record?
Second.
Honorable Mahila seconds, and then Honorable Breitenbach.
I'll take it to my caucus.
DA reserves their position. Can we see by hands how many? Six members of the committee support the adoption of the report of the Office of the Chief. So all the reports have been adopted, and thank you, honorable members, for the... thank you very much, now for you to join us and to have gone through all these thick documents was really a tremendous contribution to this committee. We thank you. Nongomuso. Siyabonga.